and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies today with some areas of fog this morning. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 62 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up, how an old-fashioned way of singing is attracting young singers. That story just ahead, with Laura Atkinson on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPER. We know you're always looking for ways to make your money go a little farther. We've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go twice as far. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. It's KPR's Power Breakfast, when you can double the value of your KPR pledge. Join us Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with some areas of patchy fog. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. A 40% chance of rain tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 62 in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka, 64 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Support for NPR.
Ed Diaz-Merced had a profound experience on a remote island.
I looked up, and I saw so many stars.
But as her vision dimmed, she had to find different ways to study space. We'll hear how she tuned into the sounds of the solar system on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Now you can dance the night away. Well, you can dance your evening away. We'll hear about the Early Birds Club that dances until the break of 8 p.m., makes it home in time for bed. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. Today on KPR Presents, it's a look at the ground beneath our feet, from Kansas geology to the fungus in our dirt. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers.
You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this. Visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. From BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, about a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
You can also find out more about Prairie Paws on this week's KPR Presents. I went down to Ottawa this week and met with Vanessa Cowie. She's their CEO. Join us for a little tour of Prairie Paws on this week's KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR.
Ireland's second biggest airport in Cork. Airline staff had to resort to paper and pen to fill out boarding cards, causing delays and cancellations. Brussels Airport asked airlines to cancel half their scheduled departing flights for Sunday. There's been no information released on who is responsible for the attack and no word on when it might be resolved. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The chair of the board of Envista Credit Union has stepped down following his arrest. WIBW reports that Daniel Ramsey was booked into the Shawnee County Jail on Thursday on one count of sexual battery. He was released on bond shortly afterwards. Envista has issued a statement saying Ramsey resigned his position as chair of the board, which is a volunteer position. Envista Credit Union is based in Topeka. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking to pick up their first win of the season tonight against the New York Giants. Greg Eklund previews tonight's game.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes turned 30 this week, but says he already celebrated with childhood friends during the offseason. Mahomes says some of his best memories as a child were in New York when his dad pitched for the New York Mets.
It was super cool, and I had a lot of great experiences. And back at the time, the Mets were my favorite team because my dad had the most success. And it's fun to be able to go to New York, and it's such a great city, and play a football game there now.
Mahomes is known for his passing, but in each of the first two games, he has led the team in rushing yards. The Chiefs and the Giants are 0-2. Kickoff time is 7:20 p.m. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Kansas City Star reports that the Chiefs have officially ruled out wide receiver Xavier Worthy for tonight's game. Coach Andy Reid said yesterday that Worthy is progressing after injuring his shoulder in the season opener against the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation. Transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn. Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. A little warmer with highs in the lower 80s. Looking ahead to Tuesday, we've got an 80% chance of rain. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Are you a fan of true crime? Maybe you've caught the program To Catch a Predator. Now, a new documentary looks at To Catch a Predator and its copycat and some of the uncomfortable question those shows raise. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
Just a reminder that today is the last day for the KJHK Fund Drive. It's the college radio station at the University of Kansas. I am proud to be on their advisory board. So support college radio. Support KJHK. Mostly cloudy skies today. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, humid conditions with highs in the lower 80s. It's 63 in Atchison, 65 and drizzling in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy
NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we'll look at some of the best of this fall's movies and TV, including some standouts from the Toronto International Film Festival. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. The best way to start your day is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start off our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast. Join us Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go farther. So join us Friday morning for breakfast from 7 to 8:30 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Support for NPR Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
On this Old House Radio Hour, imagine if your home could produce as much energy as it uses. Our guest was able to do it, and you can too.
When you look over the year, I'm producing more energy than I actually use.
Plus, OnPoint's Magna Chakrabarty takes us back to our childhood home in Corvallis, Oregon. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Sunday morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
That's just an hour from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.